Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As always, 603-283-6160 is the number for you. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to continue with more from the State House floor. Yesterday, the historic bill, a constitutional amendment proposal of CACR 32 was heard in front of the full State House.
For the first time.
Yeah, that's right. And it won't be the last time.
Nope.
Whether the wording will change next time, I don't know. I like the wording personally that they went with this time around. As you said, Chris, was very simple, very easy to understand.
You know, there's one thing I think might be worth changing for next time around, and that's to remove the word peaceful.
Ooh, why?
It's not because we don't want peace. I think it's just I think it's kind of to send a message. You know,
I think peaceful sends a message.
Absolutely,
we want to keep it.
But I think the point of removing it is to say this can change. It's not that we're advocating
violence.
Well,
no. If they want to change it, then they're the ones who are going to change it. We're going to be peaceful.
But we're not the ones advocating violence here, right?
I understand that. But if you don't have that word in there, I think people could jump to a conclusion.
Already jumping to a conclusion, whether the word's in there or not.
I like having it in there. There's no reason for us not to be peaceful if we're attacked.
I do too.
Afterwards, then that's another matter.
I do too, but I think it's kind of like the porcupine in that, you're peaceful until you're attacked, right?
Okay.
So, and it kind of sends that message of...
Well, this is all about, like you're saying, sending a message.
Yep.
You want to send a message that this is intended to be a peaceful movement. So I hope that if that proposal gets made for the next one, that it gets shot down. But the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160, and that's where Major Payne is, calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yep. You're peaceful till you're attacked, just like going on in the Ukraine and just like went on in America here a couple hundred years ago. There was only 3%.
Well, actually, the South fired the first shots in the Civil War and that they shelled
the
Fort Sumter. Oh,
the Revolution,
yeah.
Not the Civil War, dude.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, there was only 3% of the population that supported the war. I mean, granted, we were fighting a dragon on the other side of the puddle, and now the dragon's in our own backyard, so it's probably going to take 10-15% of us to rise to make it even feasible.
We exchanged one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away.
Yes, that was written in the book. And as far as the unfettered, insane court, they handle 1% of the cases they're presented. I mean, this is like the three monkeys. You know, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. They don't want to take on anything that is any kind of challenging, and it's I can't even think of a proper bah for it.
You're talking about the Supreme Court. But
yeah.
The traditional humbug bah is always good.
Bah, humbug.
To me,
the Supreme Court decision, Texas versus White, which Brody Deshaies, the statist that we're playing audio from the floor of the State House, brings up, is completely irrelevant because it's just a court opinion. And there's a million opinions when it comes to law, and the Supreme Court has reversed itself plenty of times, and we're not planning to ask the Supreme Court for permission to go. It's not in the Constitution that they have the right to control secession, and so we just get to declare that we're leaving, and then we go, and we act like we're gone, and that's all that it takes.
Yeah, I like the little point that you brought up during the Grant administration where they had to recede Texas. After they had seceded.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. Thank you, Major.
We were adopted twice. How many names do I have now? But my original point I called in on was the gas prices.
Yeah.
And the what did they call us? Unreplaceable workers. What was the word?
Essential.
Essential, yes, yes. I was an essential worker the whole time. And I go to the gas station and I go to the dollar store and, you know, these girls are making $7-$8 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurses that are exposed to this, I mean, they're making 3-4 times that, but by God, we've all been in the battlefield. I've already kicked this thing's butt twice. I mean, this thing that we can't develop herd immunity is ridiculous.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Back to the floor of
the gas prices would be so easy to solve. All you have to do is let American companies start drilling again.
Yep, absolutely. Deregulate the business.
Yep.
We continue here. More with Brody DeShays, the pro-empire state representative, speaking on the floor of the State House yesterday during the hearing prior to the vote on the constitutional amendment to allow the people to decide, which was killed 323-13.
Explained in his majority decision, a 9-0 decision, a New Hampshire native, in fact, Sam M.P. Chase was, but that he explained that the Union began during the Revolutionary War amongst the colonies. In his decision, he writes, quote, "We confirmed and strengthened and received definite form and character and sanction from the Articles of Confederation, and by these, the Union was solemnly declared to be perpetual," right? The Articles of Confederation of Perpetual Union. That's the name of the...
We're not under the Articles of Confederation.
Yep, they were... it was never authorized, but they were dissolved when the Constitution was written.
Entire document. Our country was founded originally by that document.
But that's all that Salmon P. Chase could rely on in his decision was what this old document said, not the current one.
And interestingly enough, that supposedly peaceful or that supposedly perpetual union ended
when a few years later.
Articles of Confederation were rescinded.
Yep.
We then, Chief Justice Chase then explains that the current Constitution was ordained to form a more perfect union, and I quote, which extended to convey the idea of indissoluble unity. Therefore, the Union can never...
Which was never said anywhere in the Constitution at any point.
You know, it's actually interesting, the choice of words there is it's the same words that Europe is using now with the European Union.
No, Brexit left.
They did, but they're talking about unity as far as Europe and Ukraine is concerned, and I think it's quite interesting.
Brexit. When a politician talks about unity, it generally means he plans to sacrifice you to his god.
Yeah, and that's what this really sounds like. I mean, this decision from Salmon Chase and Brody reading it absolutely sounds like a religious text.
Yeah.
You know, we're just the way they talk, the way they do everything. It's a really bizarre religion. We kind of talked about that yesterday.
Be dissolved. Anyone who thinks and purports that they can dissolve the Union single-handedly is wrong.
That's not what we're purporting.
Yeah. There's no dissolution of the Union if a state leaves. The Union changes, maybe, but it doesn't disappear.
We don't want to end the club. We just want to leave it.
New Hampshire's not declaring war on the United States. New Hampshire's not trying to take over the United States.
Y'all can have the Union.
Right.
Please. You can have all the union you want. If you love the United States, stick with it. They're going to tax you all the way till you die.
And you can have this guy, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have to deport him if we do...
I thought you were talking about Ian for a second.
No, they can't have Ian.
No, Ian doesn't get to... No, they don't get to kidnap Ian.
Right. Let's also discuss the idea that this is a referendum. This is no mere referendum. New Hampshire has no referendum. We have no state statute, nothing in our state constitution that suggests that we have a referendum. Right? We have a constitutional process for amending the constitution. I look at it this way. This is a race, right? If you run a 5K, you go each kilometer, right? Kilometer one was a committee, which, by the way, rejected this 21-0, recognizing it was unconstitutional and un-American, right? Step two is we go to the House floor.
What could be more American than independence?
Yeah, that's...
What could be more un-American than the American government?
And you know, it's interesting thing about the committee, because some of the reps on the committee who were speaking on it didn't actually say that. Some of them actually said that were voted against it. They agreed with it, it's just that they weren't ready for it or something to that effect. So,
well, there's a bunch of political cowards state legislature. So. The number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. We'll continue with more of this statist, unionist, pro-government, pro-federal tool.
Pro-slavery.
Pro-slavery. Brody Deshaies here from the floor of the New Hampshire State House. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome here on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join in here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got RSS feeds that you can copy and put into your favorite podcast client. And then you will be subscribed to receive every episode of Free Talk Live that comes out as they are released. All you have to do to get those URLs is go to our feeds page at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com, and there are different choices there. There's the full subscription, which has our full shows and the digest. There's digest only and full shows only. Head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the floor of the New Hampshire State House yesterday morning, I guess it was actually yesterday afternoon, but it didn't take as long to get to it as I thought it would. They had like two dozen bills to go through prior to getting to CACR 32, the New Hampshire Independence Constitutional Amendment, and they moved through them actually relatively quickly. I was kind of surprised, but they did break for lunch before they finally had the hearing on the floor of the State House, this historic hearing where the advocates for the centralized federal government gang got out and pulled out all their nationalism and all the threats of what could happen if New Hampshire were to declare its independence.
They want to make sure that we get our fair share of the $29 trillion federal debt.
Yes, and growing. I think it didn't cross 30 recently. I feel like it did. Anyway. We're going to go back to Brody Deshaies. This is the guy who is defending the United States nation state. Here we
and
go.
And you vote on it, right? Every step along the way that you continue to complete this 5K is aiding and abetting in making this policy come to fruition, right? By bringing this to the people, we are aiding and abetting in the process of undermining the U.S. Constitution and violating our oaths of office.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting argument I had not yet heard from this side of things.
I wonder if he's saying that it's treason, because it is treason to aid and abet the enemies of the United States. Does the United States regard the people of the United States
as its enemy?
I mean, how does it undermine the Constitution? I'm trying to understand this, because the Constitution doesn't.
It makes the Constitution stronger because then you don't have to get rid of the federal government.
Yeah, I don't know. The Constitution doesn't say, the U.S. Constitution doesn't say you can't leave, as we were pointing out.
Doesn't at all.
I'm not really sure how this undermines the U.S. Constitution.
It's pure fear-mongering. He's just pandering to the love of the Constitution. Oh, you wouldn't want to break that down now, would you?
But yeah, what he forgets is that love of the Constitution is based on its promise to protect us from all of the things that the federal government is already doing now.
Yeah.
Right, and I could go on regarding the 14th Amendment and a myriad of, you know, this open question of what is rebellion, which is not defined in the U.S. Constitution, which quite frankly...
But it's defined in plenty of places. I mean, you can easily look up rebellion, and it always has to do with arming yourself and using violence against the state.
And it's interesting because in legal land, right, you're supposed to use the plain language of the what you're supposed to do. And basically what that just means is it's the common understanding of it, right?
Unless it's
dictionary definition.
Yeah.
Right.
Then it's
and that's
defined in the law, then they use the dictionary definition.
Right. And that was exactly what I was about to say, is if it's not defined in the law itself. And because it's not defined, rebellion is effectively what is in the dictionary,
and that is armed violence.
Exactly.
Can we look up what the word rebellion is in the dictionary?
Yeah, I've looked it up before. I've actually looked it up in a law dictionary as well as just the regular dictionary, and basically the definitions are the same.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter anyway.
But yeah, I'll pull it up for you here. Rebellion is the act of armed resistance to establish government or leader. Yeah, has to be armed, has to be violent.
Yep.
We go on.
After this vote, and now that it's roll called, there is a question of what do we do and how do we enforce the 14th Amendment, which we took an oath to the Constitution of? And I hope...
Federal government's job, not yours.
I hope that we don't have to be answering that question on the House floor in the future. I hope that everyone says no to this constitutional amendment, because I would prefer not to see the partisan politics of trying to remove members of this House for arguably maybe violating their constitutional oath. Right.
This guy doesn't even understand how the system works in the first place. I mean, just the fact that, you know, he thinks that it's going to come before the, you know, House, you know, the New Hampshire, presumably talking about the New Hampshire House, and that's not how that works.
I would love to see them try to remove any of the 13 people who voted in favor of this amendment.
Yeah.
Voting for something unconstitutional was enough to get you removed from office. We wouldn't have a Congress, a Senate, or a President.
Yeah, I mean,
good point.
It's
Most of the state reps, for that matter.
There is, I mean, I guess there is in some respects, like, you know, cops can enforce federal law, you know, but it's...
Not the local boys.
It depends, and this is the point that I'm trying to make, right? It depends, right? If the state allows it, right, local or state cops can enforce federal law, but that's not necessarily the case, as in the case with weed and marijuana laws. Those are not often, in states that have legalized it, they are local police and state police are not allowed to enforce federal marijuana law.
In most cases, they're not allowed to enforce federal law. They could turn over a case to the feds. They could turn over some evidence, as I understand it, but unless they've been sworn in or something by the federal government and they hold two cards, I don't think you see that happening.
I've never heard of somebody being elected by the or being arrested by the local yokels purely for violating a federal law.
I mean, in your case, you were arrested by local cops back in 2012 or 2011 for selling cannabis, and the feds were directly involved in that investigation, but you still weren't charged federally.
It's charged under the state law.
So I don't know if that's the case at all.
That's my understanding, and maybe I'm actually misunderstanding something. But
there are some officers who work with the feds. So like in the Chris Cantwell case,
right.
There was a Manchester PD officer who was sort of like the federal FBI liaison.
My understanding is you can be arrested by like a state officer for breaking federal law, but usually that's not what happens. You usually get charged with some sort of state equivalent.
I mean, technically you can make a citizen's arrest, so I guess they could. But
I'd be interested in seeing an example of it, because
I'm not a lawyer, obviously, here, so I don't know with certainty, but
with Brody.
It's deeply concerning to me. And so I hope that we can reject this. I hope we can stick with constitutional government. I hope that we can uphold the U.S. Constitution. I hope we can continue to uphold New Hampshire.
And stick with unconstitutional government?
Because that's what we
nothing
have.
Nothing the feds are doing is constitutional.
State Constitution. We should support the union today, the union tomorrow, and the union forever.
Because he wants to be in the union. He wants to be president, right? This guy definitely has his designs, his eyes on higher office.
Oh, yeah.
There's 49 states he could move to if we seceded.
Thank you.
All right.
You remember yield the questions?
Yes.
Member yields.
I don't know if he got any questions.
It's a fine night. You may inquire.
Okay, I guess he did get one question here from a Democrat.
Thank you so much, Representative, for taking my question. Have any of your colleagues decided on who's going to run for president of New Hampshire?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Nobody will. because nobody should be the president of New Hampshire.
That's a weird question for somebody who's speaking against it.
Does she even know that New Hampshire had a president? Prior to joining the union,
right.
New Hampshire had a president. They changed the Constitution to change the word from president to governor after New Hampshire joined the union. So we'd just be going...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a Russian convoy continues to advance more towards the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, the Pentagon's top spokesman says the blood of the ongoing invasion of Ukraine is on the hands of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
John Kirby calling the invasion a war of choice. A massive snowstorm has 65 million people under a weather advisory. The southeast and midwest are expected to get several inches of snow this weekend thanks to the storm. It's also expected to drop a foot of snow on folks in the northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News. The IRS is hiring 10,000 new employees in an attempt to handle a backlog of tax returns. They will add 5,000 in the next couple of months, with another 5,000 by the end of the year. The agency has over 23 million unprocessed forms and requests that need to be attended to, with the goal to get that number down to 1 million by the end of the year. The IRS has already begun paying mandatory overtime to over 6,000 employees. Google makes a big announcement for Android users in Ukraine.
Google announced Android users in Ukraine will get air raid alerts on their phones before expected attacks happen near them. In an updated blog post, the company said it's working with the Ukrainian government to roll out an alert system for Android phones in the country. Google has already been highlighting the Ukrainian alarm app on the Google Play Store, which sends air raid notifications to Ukrainians in the region with active alerts.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the number, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris. And again, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about New Hampshire independence here as the yesterday this full state house finally heard CACR 32, the bill that would, had it been passed by the House and Senate with over 60% voting for it, would have been put on the ballot and would have allowed the people of New Hampshire to vote on the question of declaring peaceable independence from the United States. Sadly, 323 of the 336 people that were in attendance out of the 400 possible said, nope, we're not going to let the people vote on that. Mm-hmm. No, we're the gatekeepers. We get to decide these things, and we don't trust the people to make decisions about their own political futures.
I mean, they stood up against democracy.
They did.
They stood up against the idea of democracy. If you don't think the people are wise enough to vote whether or not they want to be part of, you know, the United States or not, what makes them, you know, intelligent enough to vote for you in the first place?
Great question. Well,
apparently, they were stupid enough to vote for them.
Or maybe that's what they were saying is, these people are stupid enough to vote for me. I can't trust that they will.
So after a, I don't know how long his speech was, more than 5 minutes speech of why people should be so afraid and continue to support the federal government gang and keep the union together, et cetera, with Brody DeShays, the tool of the state, he's finally sat down. And Mike Sylvia, the hero, the sponsor of the legislation, longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, by the way, longtime listener and supporter here. Love Mike Sylvia. He's a really great guy.
He rocks.
He's also, by the way, A-plus rated Liberty rep in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He is such a principled state representative. He gets A pluses, I believe, every time I've ever looked at the ratings. He's a multi-term rep. I think he's on his fifth term right now. So he spent most of the last decade in the state house, very experienced. And he won, actually, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Liberty Legislator of the Year award at least one time. As well as Mark Warden, who's another great Liberty rep, who, by the way, Mark Warden was one of the 13 who voted for this.
Gotta like it. I gotta give him a thank you for your service next time.
I'm so glad I used when I moved to New Hampshire. I used him as my realtor. I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, the guy is awesome.
Yeah.
Mark Warden, I believe, is a 2-time winner of the Liberty Rep of the Year award, and Mike Sylvia at least a 1-time winner. So, in the 13 people that voted for this, there's two of the top. Best, most principled Liberty reps. That should tell you something. This is good pro-Liberty legislation, and shame on those so-called Liberty reps who did not support their fellow reps in this particular vote. They were too afraid of what the voters would think.
Although, to be honest, I'm more interested in targeting the worst representatives in the House than the worst of the best. So, there's a lot of F-rated reps in the House.
Yeah, but you only get to target where you live. You only get to target where you live. If we've got somebody who supports independence and supports liberty, and they're willing to primary one of these not-so-liberty reps, I say they should go for it. Why shouldn't they have to fight a primary battle?
You're absolutely right about that, Ian. I just don't know. I think what you're saying is... Nobody is that if we're going to be focusing like actual resources on it, like if we're going to go out and
spending resources on politics, what a waste of
time. I know you don't. Yeah. I know you don't. But if we were, then it would probably be better off, attacking other people or going after and putting up other people to run against the
people
who are worse.
But if you live in the...
I recommend devoting resources to running. And I have devoted resources to running in my time, my energy. I didn't have any money.
I think Ian's more talking about money because even he is devoted some amount of effort
to
running for office.
Yeah, no, I've gone to debates and things like that. That makes sense where you can make a personal appearance and it costs you, less than a tank
of
gas.
Now, you do it for different reasons. It's to get the message out there.
Well, that's because we live in Keene. You can't win an election as a Republican in Keene. You have to be a Democrat, and we can't sneak into the Democrats because they know who we all are.
Not us. Definitely not us.
We're in the least politically feasible area of New Hampshire.
Actually, if I run for governor this year, I will probably run as a Democrat.
That's what I'd recommend. Because you have no chance of getting any attention, as we learned last time, against Sununu, and he's running again.
He is running again?
Yeah, he was going to go for U.S. Senate, but then he changed his mind because the polls weren't looking so good during COVID for him. And now he's decided he just wants to run again for governor. Unless he changes his mind at the last minute again, which certainly is possible.
Well, if the polls weren't looking good, maybe he'll like the Ukrainians better.
But the other thing about the Democrats is the guy who ran against Sununu last time has left the state. He's
really
gone.
Interesting. Yeah. He got beaten that badly.
He moved to Idaho or something like that. So he's gone.
Why would a Democrat move to Idaho?
I don't know.
Good God.
But he's not here anymore. So it's a wide open
field.
It's
like a Libertarian moving to New York or California.
So I agree with you, Nobody. I think that would be the best bet because it's a wide open field on the Democrat side. So you actually might get some attention from the media. All right, so Mike Sylvia takes the mic for what's called a parliamentary inquiry, which is this bizarre thing where you have to ask a question. So they have these little things they say to make it sound like a question, but it's really just statements.
Right.
So he has to say things in a very certain way. It's a very strange religion, the state, going on here. Here's what he said.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, if I know that New Hampshire did not delegate to the United States a power to prevent peaceful separation, and that the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution recognizes the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Mr. Speaker, if I know that rebellion and insurrection are violent actions, that stand in sharp contrast to the deliberative, thoughtful, and cordial process brought by sponsors and supporters of this amendment. And, Mr. Speaker, if I know no member of this body should be threatened with retribution for their vote here today, and we should all take to heart the words of Article 30 of our Constitution, the freedom of deliberation, speech, and debate in either house of this legislature is so essential to the rights of the people that it cannot be the foundation of any action, complaint, prosecution in any other court or place whatsoever.
Translation, they should be free to say anything they want to while they're in that chamber, and they cannot be prosecuted for it.
It's not like they're on Twitter.
It's in the Constitution of New Hampshire.
Yeah, Deshaies was, effectively suggesting, violence against those who would vote
treason.
Vote for this constitutional amendment.
And, Mr. Speaker, finally, if I know that this amendment reinforces Article 7 of our Constitution, which declared New Hampshire to be forever a free, sovereign, and independent state, then, Mr. Speaker, would I press the red button to stop the abuse of distant, illegitimate powers? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing speech in the last minutes prior to the actual vote taking place. He's so well spoken. Kudos to Mike Sylvia for
this. Yeah, it's interesting. I think these speeches were great. I think they turned out better. I didn't even know there were going to be speeches. To be honest. I mean, I kind of figured there would be. I guess, but like.
There wouldn't have been if the motion to table had succeeded.
Exactly. Exactly. I think there's things that can be done a little bit better next time around. I think maybe focusing more on what it's going to mean for the people if we become independent, and less on defending the constitutional amendment next time around. But other than that, I think this was amazing. These speeches.
603-283-6160. You can go to nhexit.us. You can find the video there. I think it'll be up a little bit later, but right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Number 603-283-6160. You can go on to our website and enjoy various different features, including archives that go back for years over at freetalklive.com. We've got our Odyssey channel where we're streaming live every night over at video.freetalklive.com. Please give us a follow on Odyssey, which Odyssey just keeps getting better and better. Apparently now RT has been banned from YouTube, maybe entirely.
Yes, you guys
heard about that.
And I can't get through to the Russia Today website either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried hitting that, and I hit a Cloudflare DDoS wall. So I don't know if Russia engaged
Cloudflare, a DDoS checker. Yeah.
In which case, it's not working, right? Because
I just got through right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, the thing is,
got through to the front page from a search engine when I tried that, but every time I clicked on an article to read it, I got thrown out.
Were you on a VPN?
I was not.
I mean, Russia Today is being DDoS. It's an attack. So they put themselves behind Cloudflare, and Cloudflare, sometimes things with Cloudflare don't work perfectly, but they prevent, the idea is that it's going to prevent the site from becoming unaccessible when such attacks are being performed. So,
well, and apparently not only, according to RT.com, not only is YouTube going to, or it has banned RT, it's also going to demonetize Russian users. So once again, punishing not just the government, but the people, the innocent people of Russia who do not necessarily support what their government's actions are, continues from these various different U.S. corporations.
Some of the interesting parts about that are, I wonder how much of that is YouTube and how much of that is the banks. Because the banks, if you can't do a payment to a Russian bank, how does YouTube actually actually pay those people?
Well,
in Russia,
what
right?
I would do if I was doing business in Russia and crypto was not available for some reason is I would keep that, whatever their balance was, I would keep a record of it, and if and when I was able to get the transfer to them, I would make that transfer.
Let's talk more about these centralized banking quote-unquote solutions that are terrible. You got news about one of them.
Yeah, so this is from the New York Times, and the title of the story is Fraud is Flourishing on Zelle. The banks say it's not their problem.
Oh, it's their system.
Which is really interesting given, they are attacking crypto users.
Right.
The government is attacking crypto users and saying, oh, you sold some crypto to somebody else and they were defrauded, therefore it's your problem. Well, hold on. The licensed banks, right? It's not their problem, they're saying.
Well, surely they're going to be arrested in moments with the FBI busting in their front door with a bear cat.
Their licenses are going to be revoked.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, in theory, right? I mean,
I think you've forgotten who works for who. It's the government working
you're right.
for the bank, not the other way around.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And this is the double standard that I'm trying to point out for you guys here. Zelle,
you've done it well.
The payments platform used by millions of customers is a popular target for scammers, but banks have been reluctant to make fraud victims whole despite owning the system. Justin France lost $500 to a scammer impersonating a Wells Fargo official in January and hoped that the bank would reimburse him. Mr. France was a long time.
He doesn't know much about banks.
No, right? Was a long time Wells Fargo customer and had immediately reported the scam involving Zelle, the popular money transfer app. So the problem here is that, you know, it's up to you. If you hand a scammer money, dollars, right, who's responsible for that?
You are,
right? But if you use a technology, all of a sudden somebody else becomes responsible for that?
Well, okay. On one hand, I agree with the fact that these people, you know, they made a mistake, and usually you got to pay a price when you make a mistake. I get that. But not knowing anything about the details of this circumstance, I know one thing's for sure about the system that's behind Zelle. It's the ACH transfer system, and you can reverse an ACH payment. The banks can reverse those payments usually easily within 60 days. So if this guy did report the fraud immediately, as he said that he did, that account or that money should have still been in the, you know, the fraudster's account.
Yep.
And the bank should have been able to lock that account up and pull that money back in unless...
Which just goes to show, unlike somebody who sells crypto who doesn't have control once it leaves their wallet, the banks actually do. And the banks are not,
and they're not
protecting people.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very interesting double standard here.
I mean, it is possible that the transfer went through before the banks, you know, started the gears turning to do anything about it, and then the fraudster withdrew the cash from the account, and then there was nothing there to grab a hold of. That's a possibility,
and,
I suppose.
And this is the thing. This is one of the problems with protecting, you know, giving or mandating in law that people need to be protected by, like, the financial institutions. It actually, those costs, that has a huge cost associated with it, and those costs get passed on to consumers. So, and I know about this from a business perspective. I have a company, Think Penguin Incorporated,
mm-hmm.
and we sell computers. But I know about it from that perspective. But I also understand it from a banking perspective of if, as you point out, Ian, if a bank, for example, has money wired in and from wherever, and that person whose account it's wired into is being defrauded, and then that same person wires money out of that account to some overseas account,
mm-hmm.
well, who pays for that? The bank pays for that, and that means they have to cover those costs, which means they have to get that money from somewhere, and where do they get that money from? It comes from all the other customers. Now, on the other hand, if people were responsible for, the fraud that they're, I don't want to say they're allowing, but they're maybe being naive, if they had to cover some of that cost, people would be a lot more hesitant to send money to people they don't know.
Well, people have to cover all of that cost now, and they're not more hesitant than they are now.
Well, it's everybody who uses the financial institution is covering that cost, as opposed to the people who are...
No, most of the time the banks are
covering the costs themselves.
Most of the time, the banks are not just paying you for the mistakes that you make.
No. What I'm saying is they're passing it on through fees, right, to their...
But they're not.
They don't refund fraud. The only time that they do is Visa and MasterCard.
You can reverse a payment
through Visa and MasterCard.
They eat that cost. No. That's not true. It's the businesses that eat that cost, not the banks.
If they can't recover it from the business, though, then Visa eats that cost.
It never works that way. It's always the business that ends up eating that cost. So they pass it on in terms of higher prices on goods. So anyway, the whole point that I'm trying to make here is, regardless of if I've actually said that correctly, but you're right, these banks definitely generally will not be held to account.
The only way the bank will hold themselves to account for fraud that has happened under their purview is if the bank was somehow negligent and their agents were like involved or something like that. There are rare occasions where the bank will take responsibility for something.
Even then, there was a case where somebody made a cash deposit in somebody else's account and then went back and withdrew that money. And the bank was definitely negligent in allowing that to happen.
And they did nothing.
But they did not refund that money.
Yep.
Sure. The banks do potentially have sometimes situations where they can end up with bearing those costs, whether or not they accept those costs or not. Like, for example, if somebody just, there's a negative balance as a result of fraud, and the person who was defrauded effectively walks away from that account, never reimbursing the bank, that person might end up on a list, which makes it difficult for them to, get another bank account somewhere else. But nonetheless, that bank still ends up bearing those costs. Now, the problem with the government mandating that the bank or a financial institution bear those costs is that it will end up ultimately coming to the customer, the rest of the customer, and it doesn't discourage people from making unwise decisions when it comes to paying somebody they don't know or putting themselves at effectively, really, the rest of the customer base of the bank at risk for that fraud that they sort of allowed to occur because they were not careful. And the only person who can be careful is you, the consumer. The bank is not going to be able to stop a fraud in most instances from occurring.
No, they'll ask you one question. Oh, you're not being scammed, are you? You know this person, right? If somebody's going in to send a payment to somebody they don't know. And if they are sending a payment to their African lover who they've never met, but yet they believe they're going to be married to or something like that, then they're going to lie to the banker. They'll straight up lie to their face and say, oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah. So Wells Fargo said the transaction wasn't fraudulent because Mr. Frantz had authorized it. This is interesting.
What they're saying is it was Mr. So-and-so who did it. It wasn't someone else who did it. So, therefore, it wasn't fraud from the bank's perspective.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story. Out of time for tonight, and I guess the most important point is those bankers are not going to be criminally charged in any way, shape, or form for the millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars in fraud.
Nope, but if you sell crypto, you very well might be.
Right. Check out thecrypto6.com for more about that. More tomorrow night. In the meantime, free talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.